This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will reply to the motion of thanks on President's address in Rajya Sabha today. In his reply to the debate on the President's address in Lok Sabha yesterday, Prime Minister said the historic third successive term for his government was a mandate for speed and continuity. He vowed that his administration will operate with triple the speed over the next 5 years, propelling India to the next level of development and fulfilling the ambition of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Mr. Modi said the government is working on a war footing to combat the incidence of paper leaks, ensuring that those who jeopardize the future of young Indians would not escape justice. The debate, which unfurled over 2 days in the Lok Sabha, saw the opposition demanding accountability from the government over allegations of leaks in the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, and other examinations. Later, the Lok Sabha was adjourned sine die after adopting the motion of thanks to the President's address. The death toll in a stampede at a religious congregation in Hathras district of Uttar Pradesh has risen to 121. The stampede took place at a satsang of Bhole Baba in Phulrai village of Sikandra Rao Tehsil yesterday. Officials said the stampede took place when devotees tried to get a glimpse of the religious leader, namely Bhole Baba, after the event ended. State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh said 72 bodies have been identified so far. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has ordered a thorough probe into the incident. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the matter under chairmanship of ADG Agra Zone, which will submit its report within 24 hours. Our correspondent reports that Chief Minister will visit Hathras today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke to Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister and has announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of the kin of each deceased in the mishap. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 50,000 rupees each to the injured. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar reached Astana in Kazakhstan. He will represent Prime Minister Narendra Modi and lead the Indian delegation at the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO Summit, which will be held tomorrow. Kazakhstan Deputy Foreign Minister Alibek Bakayev welcomed Dr. Jaishankar on his arrival. Yesterday, the External Affairs Minister met Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan, Murat Netliu. The Global India AI Summit 2024 will begin in New Delhi today. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw will inaugurate the summit. The two-day summit will feature a diverse array of sessions designed to delve deep into critical aspects of AI application, governance, and for nurturing talent and scaling AI innovations. India's first solar mission, Aditya L-1 spacecraft, has completed its first halo orbit around the Sun-Earth L-1 point. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO said its station-keeping maneuver yesterday ensured its seamless transition into the second halo orbit. The Aditya L-1 mission, which is an Indian solar observatory at Lagrangian point L-1, was launched on September 2 last year. Telangana government has granted remission to 213 prisoners following petitions submitted by their family members to Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy requesting the release of their family members who have been languishing in jail for a long time. The Chief Minister responded to their petitions positively and ordered the officials to examine the chances of their early release based on the guidelines set by the union and state governments. In Wimbledon tennis, Rohan Bopanna with his Australian companion Matthew Ebden and Sumit Nagal along with his Serbian partner Dusan Lajovic will play their men's doubles opening matches today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.